There are many stories of those who protect the wild ones. Here is another one. Not long ago, across the grasslands west of the highest and rockiest mountains, for many generations all creatures lived together, eating and dying. Not only the animals and birds, but also the plants. The grasses, lichen, and flowers were proud to be the most important part of the circle of life. At least that's the way they saw it. Without us, there is no life. Everything depended on each other. Nothing was out of balance. Then, at various times in various places, the plants began to see a new kind of creature and people travel through their valleys. Oh, they knew people, but these were different. They hovered around a big pack animal with round hoofs that rolled. They always seemed to have with them a large group of another kind of animal, very big, heavy, and strangely rude. They don't speak our language, and they poop in the water holes. The grasses began to regularly complain, angered at the stupidity of such an act. However, after a while, the grasses began to worry because these new people and their less-than-desirable companions kept coming. All the plants and animals predicted that they would just go away, like at the beginning. But instead, they stopped and stayed, and over time, their strange grass-eating animals began to multiply. The grasses and flowers decided to call council to discuss this new problem. "There are too many," the flowers exclaimed. "They are eating us down to the ground, stomping out our roots, let alone that they foul the streams with their excrement," the grasses cried. "This isn't fair to the other creatures. Beaver tells us she doesn't feel well, and we can't even set seed. They eat too much," everyone grumbled. They fought and talked and finally admitted that they needed another perspective. So elders of the streamside and upland grasses approached the great mountain above for her advice in this unusual situation. "What do we do?" they pleaded to High Mountain. "If we die, so does everyone else." "I have been watching from here, and here is what I see. This new addition is too heavy-hoofed and too many and too sedentary for our web. And their droppings are strange and make us ill. However, they will not go, nor will the sickness they bring. We can do nothing about their numbers, but I have a plan to help how I can." The grass elders looked relieved. High Mountain called, "She with the strong trunk and pungent leaves," as she cast her gaze upon the plant we might know as Artemisia, or sagebrush. "We need you now." The grass elders nodded in agreement. Mountain bellowed on the wind. "All creatures work together to spread the seed of Artemisia across our land. The heavy-hoofed mooers cannot eat her or crush her. She will hold the ground together to help the strongest of you survive this unfortunate change." So today, all over what we now call the rangeland of the West, you see an ocean of Artemisia, living amongst the grazing heavy-hoofed, holding her own, helping all creatures who hope to live.